This is a dictation for Brandon Royal, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-R-O-Y-A-L. Brandon Royal, date of service is 3/31/2022. Date of birth is 7/26/87. Date of accident is 7/30/2021. Mr. Brandon Royal is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports severe pain after the last injection, which was a sacroiliac joint injection bilaterally, and it did not help him. He reports that the pain has worsened. And he has moderate pain in the neck, lower back, the right shoulder, and the left knee between 6 and 7. The pain in the lower back is shooting to the right leg posteriorly all the way to the ankle and foot. On the left side, it is only up to the knee, radiating in S1, S2 dermatom fashion. In the upper extremity, he does not show any radiation pain. He has some pain in the both hips, around 3 or 4. Right shoulder pain is around 6 and 7. He is able to lift his arm up to 140 degrees of abduction. According to him, he is not doing good and his pain is worsened, and only 10% relief is noticed by the patient so far. ADLs that are affected are as follows: the general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship, other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And in neurology and psych, patient report that he is suffering from difficulty sleeping, only 2 to 3 hours sleep, weakness, and loss of balance. Patient denies any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision problem, or any loss of memory or focus problem. There's no history of confusion or disorientation or vision problem. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the ongoing pain in the right shoulder and stiffness in the right shoulder. He has a pain in the neck and neck stiffness, and a pain in the lower back and lower back stiffness. And then he has a bilateral hip pain, and then left knee pain. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has asthma. He denies any trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And he reports that since last visit, the pain is now worse. He blames it on the injection at the sacroiliac joint. And he reports pain has worsened. However, there are no major changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is narco, and substance abuse none is reported except marijuana that he uses for extra pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination is as follows: the blood pressure is 131 over 97, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 2/15/2022, dictation number 0215-023. Plan of care is as follows: the patient was advised to now do the MRI for left knee and bilateral sacroiliac joint to identify what is bothering him. He reports that with the left knee, he cannot climb upstairs, downstairs, or sit on the floor, and he has a tremendous pain that has never gone away. It appears that he most likely has a meniscus tear, which may require a surgical attention. In addition, patient is provided with the following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day for healing. Trazodone is supplied 100 milligram at night for sleep, and lidocaine gel 3%, 200 gram daily. Patient is also provided a narco tablet, one tablet a day in the morning to remove the pain for rest of the day. At this time, patient is advised that our goal is to remove the pain medication from his formulary. And his meds have been reviewed, and labs have been reviewed, and he is fairly compliant. Physical therapy is ordered 2 times a week, including neck and the lower back, including the right shoulder and the left knee, and sacroiliac joint. Patient is advised about heat, warm bath, infrared heat, red heat, as well as yoga, and trying acupuncture, chiropractor. Patient has been advised to continue physical therapy and chiropractic. And disability has been provided for work and housework and transportation health. Thank you.